Affection and courage made the old farmhouse a very happy home. November had come. The crops were in, and barn, buttery, and bin were overflowing with the harvest that rewarded the summer's hard work. The big kitchen was a jolly place just now, for in the great fireplace roared a cheerful fire. On the walls hung garlands of dried apples, onions, and corn. Up aloft from the beams shone crook-necked squashes, juicy hams, and dried venison, for in those days deer still haunted the deep forests, and hunters flourished. Savory smells were in the air. On the crane hung steaming kettles, and down among the red embers copper saucepans simmered, all suggestive of some approaching feast. A white-headed baby lay in the old blue cradle that had rocked seven other babies, now and then lifting his head to look out like a round full moon, then subsided to kick and crow contentedly and suck the rosy apple he had no teeth to bite. Two small boys sat on the wooden settle, shelling corn for popping and picking out the biggest nuts from the goodly store their own hands had gathered in October. Four young girls stood at a long dresser, busily chopping meat, pounding spice, and slicing apples. And the tongues of Tilly, Prue, Roxy, and Rhody went as fast as their hands. Farmer Bassett and Eef, the oldest boy, were chorin' round outside, for Thanksgiving was at hand, and all must be in order for that time-honored day. To and fro, from table to hearth, bustled buxom Mrs. Bassett, flushed and flowery, but busy and blithe as the queen bee of this busy little hive should be.
"I do like to begin seasonable and have things to my mind. Thanksgiving dinners can't be drove, and it does take a sight of victuals to fill all these hungry stomachs," said the good woman, as she gave a vigorous stir to the great kettle of cider applesauce and cast a glance of housewifely pride at the fine array of pies set forth on the buttery shelves.
"Only one more day, and then it will be time to eat. I didn't take but one bowl of hasty pudding this morning, so I shall have plenty of room when the nice things come,"
confided Seth to Saul as he cracked a large hazelnut as easily as a squirrel.
"No need of my starving beforehand. I always have room enough, and I'd like to have Thanksgiving every day,"
answered Solomon, gloating like a young ogre over the little pig that lay nearby, ready for roasting.
"Sakes alive, I don't, boys. It's a mercy it don't come but once a year. I should be worn to thread paper with all this extra work atop of my winter weaving and spinning,"
laughed their mother, as she plunged her plump arms into the long bread trough and began to knead the dough as if a famine was at hand. Tilly, the oldest girl, a red-cheeked, black-eyed lass of 14, was grinding briskly at the mortar, for spices were costly, and not a grain must be wasted. Prue kept time with the chopper, and the twins sliced away at the apples till their little brown arms ached, for all knew how to work, and did so now with a will.
"I think it's real fun to have Thanksgiving at home. I'm sorry Grandma is sick, so we can't go there as usual, but I like to mess round here, don't you girls?"
asked Tilly, pausing to take a sniff at the spicy pestle.
"It will be kind of lonesome with only our own folks. I like to see all the cousins and aunts, and have games and sing,"
cried the twins, who were regular little romps, and could run, swim, coast, and shout as well as their brothers.
"I don't care a mite for all that. It will be so nice to eat dinner together, warm and comfortable at home,"
said quiet Prue, who loved her own cozy nooks like a cat.
"Come, girls, fly round and get your chores done, so we can clear away for dinner just as soon as I clap my bread into the oven,"
called Mrs. Bassett presently, as she rounded off the last loaf of brown bread, which was to feed the hungry mouths that seldom tasted any other.
"Here's a man coming up the hill, lively.
Guess it's Gad Hopkins. Pa told him to bring a dozen oranges if they weren't too high,"
shouted Saul and Seth, running to the door, while the girls smacked their lips at the thought of this rare treat, and Baby threw his apple overboard, as if getting ready for a new cargo. But all were doomed.